10 easy steps to prepare for America's economic collapse. This is all from the mind of David Simpson today. Now, I'm going to break this up into two parts. I'm going to give you the time. I'm going to give you my five right now. You know what? Maybe we should call this a top 10 list. So let's do this. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in my right hand is a copy of tonight's top 10 list. There we go.
Woo-hoo! Thank you very much there, David. All right, so the top 10 list. Now, I'm going to do the top five right now, and then I'll do the bottom five later. Here we go. Number one, 10 easy steps to prepare for America's economic collapse. Number one, stop being a wage slave. Now, that's you're going to say, oh, yeah, it's real easy, Dave. Just what, quit working. That's not, I'm not, listen, hear me out. Hold on a second. Give me a minute to explain myself. What I really mean is you need to quit letting yourself, quit letting your worth be monetized. You know, think about it this way. What are you worth per hour? To me, it's almost an offensive question, right? Especially when you say it this way. Oh, yeah, the CEO of that Fortune 500 company, yeah, he's worth $5,000 an hour, but I'm worth a measly $50. Yeah, come on, really? Really? What makes that human being 10 times the worth of me? Intellectually, spiritually, and in any way. I don't believe he is. I don't believe it. As a matter of fact, I doubt there's a dime's worth of difference of value between one human being and another. Not all the time, but you get what I mean. As a base level idea of human dignity, really, one's worth 10 times someone else? I don't buy it. But that's what happens when you go either the Marxian way or the pseudo-capitalist way, is we monetize everything. And so my first idea, stop being a wage slave, really is, I mean to think of it this way. Stop letting yourself be monetized as if you're worth something per hour or per year or per anything. And instead, what I want you to put in that place, and in which I want you to vacate that idea from, I want you to extract it from your mind and put this one instead. I want you to find hope. I want you to find value. I want you to find inspiration and pride in producing something. Mike calls it finding your vocation, and that's a beautiful way of expressing it. But what I mean and what he means, I believe, ultimately, is that there is no worth that you can place upon what you really are called to do. You would do it for nothing or do it for everything. Or do it for all time. Why? Because it's valuable because you're valuable. Stop being a wage slave is a mental exercise first. Don't let yourself be monetized. Don't devalue yourself. Don't think of yourself as worth something per hour or per year or per whatever. Think of what you desire to do and do it with vigor. Number two. Build your home into a homestead. Again, I know when I say these things, people go, oh, it sounds so simple, Dave, but you just don't understand how hard. Okay, here, again, I got a little explanation to go along with this one. A homestead typically in the old days was a farmhouse and some outbuildings and productive things on the landscape, like pigs and chickens and cows and a garden and, I don't know, pick what you want, right? Some woodworking here, whatever. You don't have to be a tenant farmer. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about conceiving of your property now more as an ancestral home. And I want you to build more buildings on it. Maybe put in a woodworking shop in the back. And I want you to invite your children to come live there. If you got a large piece of land, build them a house in the back. If you know, if you don't have a lot of land, build, put them a trailer there and start looking for a bigger piece of land. Let's swallow our pride and say we got to live a certain way in some type of suburban lifestyle. And let's start saying, you know what? I'm gonna get that 10 acres and I'm going to put Sally over there in that left three. And I'm going to put Bobby over there in the right three. And then I'm going to be in the front. And what we're going to share things. Maybe the tractor can be shared. Maybe one person who's good at gardening can do gardening for everyone. Maybe someone who can do more manual labor can do that for everyone. And we get some kind of shared value by taking the home into a homestead. I don't think it's as hard as we imagine it is. We just say that it is. And if you don't have family or children or someone to make this multi-generational, then maybe you can say, I'm going to at least start the idea and do it with a friend or do it with some church members or the like. Number three, this is going to sound weird, but take a class. What? Turn a hobby or an idea or a passion into a moneymaker, not for money's sake, but because you need to become productive. One of the things I think is so lacking in almost all of our jobs is we just are pushing along, you know, either paper or process or, you know, just we're a functionary in like a machine. We're not, what we do is not integral to what our life is about, but rather to whoever built the business. We're just stamping, you know, the inspection mark inside of a shirt, but we didn't make the shirt. I want you to take a class. I don't care what it is. You can go be, you know, take a mechanics course. You can go learn how to be a gunsmith. You can, maybe it's not even that. Maybe you want to be a paralegal or something, but you're gonna really become someone, a mover and a shaker in the law business. It can be an intellectual enterprise. Take a class. Turn a hobby, turn your idea, turn your passion into a moneymaker. You listen to David Simpson on the True Money Show, Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing. I'm doing my 10 easy steps to prepare for America's economic collapse. Now, you know, Michael laughed when I said that because it's such a positive and negative message all mixed up. But, you know, don't you, let's just say this. If America doesn't collapse, and it may not, it's definitely on a slow roll into that stupefying socialism that we used to imagine that, you know, all of France had become, where everyone just sits out there, gets some kind of government dole check, and they smoke cigarettes and drink coffee out in the cafe in the little atria of these buildings, because they have nothing to do, no desires, no hopes, no dreams, nothing, just waiting to die under their socialized medicine. I don't want to end up like that. I don't think you do. So when I say economic collapse, it doesn't really matter if we actually fall off of some pedestal and go down the drain. What matters is we don't want to go the direction that this death spiral is taking us. So let's go the other direction. And these are my top 10 easy steps to prepare for that and to reverse the course. Number three was take a class. Number four, you know what number four is? Take a trip. Maybe the Crusader Congress. What do I mean? Well, I don't know how many times I've heard, either through people calling this show or through emails that people send me, just in casual conversations I have in the groups that I travel in, I want to move. We need to get out of here. Mike even has that little clip from my dinner with Andre. We keep thinking we got to get out of here, but where to go? That's the question. Where do we go? I have this conversation all the time. So you know what I say? Take a trip. And I mean it. You think you want to run off to some other place? Well, try before you buy. Maybe you think moving down here by Mike Church and you'll finally be happy and satisfied and complete. Well, come down here for the Crusader Congress and meet Mike. And go, I can't live next to the king, dude. That won't solve it. Maybe you'll find out you can solve it. Maybe you'll find out you can by moving down here. I don't know. Maybe you want to move to the Vermont Free State Project. Go take a trip there. Meet some of that crowd. See if you like it. Maybe you want to go to Ecuador, like I said a few months ago on the show. I thought I had the closest thing that you could maybe get your guns there and everything else. Go to Ecuador. Go try it out. No, it wasn't Ecuador. That's where Quito is. Where's the other one I was thinking of? That doesn't matter. South American countries. Go try it before you buy it. Take a trip. But here's the other thing. Try to enjoy yourself, too. Don't go there just looking to scout out the place. Like, hey, maybe I'll move here when I think the world's going to collapse. Go looking for something that you love. And if you find something that you love, something, some town inspires you, some little, I don't know, backwoods place reminds you of how you grew up. Maybe you have your best friend there and y'all actually want a homestead together. I don't, whatever. If something moves you so deeply that you feel drawn to the place and you can really make it a home and a homestead, then go. And it would be a good trip to take because you will really, truly enjoy yourself. Notice not all these are rainy day prognostications. Just because I'm planning for the collapse doesn't mean you can't have a little fun in the process. Number five. Let's go through the top four again. Stop being a wage slave. Don't let people monetize you. Assert your own value. Number two, build your home into a homestead. Number three, take a class. Turn a hobby into something profitable for yourself. Number four, take a trip, and I mean it. Go somewhere, have some fun, explore your options, and decide if you want to relocate. Maybe you do, but if you don't know, try before you buy. And number five, this one's going to sound a little too obvious maybe. Go to church, go to a conference, go to school. And what I mean by that is your local school where your kids are or something. You're probably going to find, if you go to church or a conference like the Crusader Congress or to your local school where you have your kids or your homeschool hybrid group or your homeschool group, if you go to these outfits, you're going to find compatriots when you go to those places. You're going to find like-minded people, but you're not going to find them unless you open your mouth. So when you go to these places, don't sit there and look at everyone and wonder if they're concerned like you are. Open your mouth about something and say, man, do you see what happened in school today? That art teacher was talking about gender-neutral pronouns, and I heard a guy pulled his kid out. Okay, when you say that, the person who agrees to you go, oh, I know, for God's sake, the morality of this country, where is it going? When is it going to stop? And then you go, oh, you think like I do. What do you know? And you know what it's going to do? It's going to boost your hope and your sense of love for your brother and your sister out there. You're going to say, you know what? It ain't all bad. I thought I was alone in this operation. Yeah, I knew I had the Crusade Channel morons like Simpson over there. But other than that loser, I didn't think anybody else thought like me. You're going to find out that they're your next door neighbors. Not all of them. I'm not saying all of them. But you're going to find some if you go to a church or you go to a congress or you go to your local school or you go to your homeschool association and you open your mouth and take a chance of saying what you truly believe so others can hear and be edified by it, and then others might speak back to you and bring you up in hope for humankind.